Masechtas Erevin, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. The next two Mishnahs discuss the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and difference of opinion between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim if it's considered two separate units of time, two 24-hour units regarding Erevin, Erev Tchumim, and other halachas, or if it's one unit of 48 hours. The concept of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is because the month before Elul, sometimes it would be Malay, sometimes Chaser. Sometimes it would be a full month of 30 days, sometimes it would be Chaser. It would be lacking, it would be a 29-day month. This is because the lunar month cycle is 29 and a half days. And so they have to have roughly every other month be a Malay 30 days, and then every other month 29. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it was set by Bezdin. Bezdin would decide based on the witnesses when they would come in, when they saw the moon, the new moon, they would decide whether or not the months would be full, Mali or Chaser. And there was a concern that someone who was practicing Rosh Hashanah, they may find out that really the day that they thought was Rosh Hashanah was later changed to be the 30th day of Elul the month before, and Rosh Hashanah is the following day. The Chachamim decreed that they should always practice 2 days of Rosh Hashanah because of the concern that the first may end up not being Rosh Hashanah. It'll be the 30th day of Elul. So the Mishnah goes as follows. Rosh Hashanah shehaya yari shama tisaber. Rosh Hashanah, there was concern that maybe tisaber, they would add an extra day into the month before. So there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the 2 days are considered as two separate units of time, and therefore for Erev Tchumim, Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvim, a person will make two separate Erevin, Va'imer Eruve Berishon LaMizrach, U'B'Sheni LaMarav, I want my Erev for the first day, my dwelling place for the first day of Yontif to be to the east, and for the second day to the west, or the opposite, he can say, Barisha in Lamarev, Bashain in Lamizrach, the first day to the west, the second day to the east. Or you could have 1 day Erev, 1 day no Erev. Eruve Barisha in, I want an Erev on the first day, Bashaini Kivane Iri, the second day I want to be like the people in my town who did not make Erev. Eruve Bashaini, Ubarishan Kivane Iri, or the second day I want to have an Erev to come in, but the first day not. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are two independent times of days of Yontif, and each can have a separate cheshbon for Erevin. For Lehaydu Lechachamim, the Chachamim did not agree. The Chachamim held that the way Rosh Hashanah was decreed, it was decreed as one unit, one Kedusha, of 48 hours, 2 days together. And it has to have the same halachic residence for Tchumim, either no Erev or one Erev for both periods of time. Mishnah Ches discusses other halachas that are affected by this machlekes. V'aydam Rabbi Yehuda also says, Masna Adam al Kakala, a person can make a tanaya, a condition, on a basket of produce, V'yamtiv Rishon, on the first day of Yamtiv, V'aychla B'sheni, and eat on the second day. Over here, what he's doing is, he's coming to separate Truma. Produce before the Trumas and Maisers were separated as Tevel, it's forbidden to be eaten. Separating Truma could not be done on Yamtiv. Over here, there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. One of them is the real day of Rosh Hashanah. The other one's only decreed by the Chachamim. And it's uncertain which one's which. So the person, according to Yehuda, he can say on the first day that I want to separate Truma. If today is not Yontif, I want the Truma to be separated now. If it is Yontif, then I don't want this action to separate the Truma. And then on the second day, he does the same thing. He says, if today is Yontif, I want to separate the Truma now. If it's not Yontif, I don't want it to be doing that. If it is Yontif, I don't want to be doing the action of separating Truma. But if it's not Yontif, I want to do the action of separating Truma. And then, Mimanav Shach, either way you look at it, one of the 2 days, his separation of Truma was valid, because one of the 2 days is not really Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, on the second day of Yontif, he's going to be able to eat from the produce now, because one of his separations, either the first day or the second day, was binding and Truma was separated. Another halacha, he says, V'chein be'a shenolda barishin, al egg that was laid by a chicken on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Now, an egg that's laid on Shabbos or Yontif is mukta, but an egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, tiachal b'sheni, can be eaten on the second day. Because for the same reason, memanav shach, either way you look at it, if the first day was Yontif, So second day is not really Yontif, and it's not Muksa. And if the first day was not Yontif, then it was never laid on Yontif, and it wasn't Muksa to begin with. So either way you look at it, by the time the second day of Yontif comes around, this egg is not Muksa, and it can be eaten. The Chachamim did not agree to both of these halachas, because the Chachamim were of the opinion that the way that the decree was set up, where Rosh Hashanah is one Kedusha of Yom Tov for both days, we don't split it into two separate units, and you can't say if this day was Yom Tov, the other day not, if the other day was Yom Tov, this day not. It's one Zman of 48 hours of Kedusha Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, and there was no, they did not agree to these two leniencies that Rabbi Yehuda applied.